At a St. John's coffee shop, City Council candidate Kate Cadigan reflects on the challenges she and other female candidates face.
When we look more systemically, there's more barriers for women to enter into politics. That's not a secret. Financially, it can be more challenging. Network-wise, it can be more challenging.
According to City of St. John's statistics, in 2021, women made up 43% of all municipal candidates. This year, that number has decreased to 38%. Lynn Hammond is running in this year's election. Hammond says even basic outreach comes with a steep price tag. Mailing pamphlets to every house citywide would cost more than $8,000. Nikita Ryle is also a candidate for city council. Ryle says she feels the financial pressure.
This economy these days, people don't have disposable income to donate to an election campaign. So I funded the majority of my campaign myself. I can tell you I did not do a mail out. There was no way I could afford that.
But all the candidates agree the importance of running outweighs the financial challenges. Madeline Westcott, Kicker News, St. John's.